get into your mind with my pen, don't go find and rhyme five times fast. Make it back with a pack and no pad for the rap, cause you whack and lack facts. I spaz on the motherfucking track. Bobby rap did it, bring a casket and rap faster than with acid in their veins. Aim for the baddest in this motherfucker, bust a bat in this dome, make it rain with your brain in this motherfucker. I ain't talking money, more I'm talking blood. Come and take it from me, I done had enough of this bullshit crap, but the pool is back. In a minute I get militant and fill them with the kingdom. Rap when I bring them back to reality, I'm actually immaculate, your majesty, the king is back in the ring. I snap on the rapper, peasant never hesitate because I did them all.
Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number... You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
That was really loud for me. Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast. I'm your host, Rob Small. Johnny Question Mark is not here tonight.
He's dead.
He's not dead. Don't say that. Sitting in for him is his lackey. Or is Johnny Question Mark your lackey?
Yes, he's my lackey. He's in Minot, North Dakota. He might as well be dead.
Yeah, he might as well be. Joe Grizzly, how you doing over there?
I'm doing excellent.
You are doing excellent?
Yes.
Can I tell you the beauty of doing a podcast is yesterday and today I had tacos for dinner, which had fresh cut onions, so my breath smells terrible. But the podcast listeners have no idea. Shell over here, how you doing, man?
I'm smelling the Cinco de Mayo onion.
Cinco de Mayo? Something's up with your mic here. We got to get you a little louder there.
Yeah.
We got to bring you up.
I got to start cuffing. There we go.
That was the cuff. That was it.
Yep.
You're a rapper. You know how it goes.
Yep.
Well, you came all the way from Red Lake.
Yeah.
Damn.
Red Lake is a tough... It's a wicked drive, too, man.
Yeah?
It snowed, it sleeted. But it was raining though. It was like where we go, like by St. Cloud, it started raining all heavy. It was like, okay. Fuck. I hope it's not like a
tornado or anything.
Yeah, like raining when we get to Minneapolis, you know.
You make it rain wherever you go.
Word, man.
Right.
Usually we make it snow though. So.
Well, I got to remind the listeners of the podcast to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or you can go to the Thank You Rob podcast page in the upper right-hand corner. There's a link to hit subscribe, and it'll take you right where you need to go. Yeah?
Yes.
Joe, you're an Android user. Do you listen to podcasts, Shell?
What's that?
You listen to podcasts or anything?
Yeah, man. I'll be listening to y'all's. I'll be tuning into P Murder and Mujah's new podcast, The Godcast.
Okay.
They're pretty cool too.
What do you use to listen to podcasts on an Android?
I just go on like Google and it just like usually just sends me to like, you know, it's like a Google phone.
Okay.
Almost it's like powered by Google.
Okay.
It's a cheap phone, you know. It's nothing too crazy. So
I don't know what the Android, because
I use one called Beyond Pod. Is what I use. I can subscribe. I can manage all the feeds.
Is it like an app?
Yeah.
Is it free? Cool. Yeah, I don't do the app. I just like, you know, do the link, get the link, and then goes where it goes. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. I was always curious about that because I'm an iPhone user and I just use the podcast.
I like
app.
iPhones. iPhones are simple. They're cool.
They are. Yeah. They are indeed.
I'm not at that level of cool yet, though.
You'll get there. You'll get there. Maybe after the podcast.
Word.
We'll go out to the Verizon store.
I got that Verizon, that iPhone 6.5.
Well, let's talk about what's happened recently. Paul McCartney. You guys know Paul McCartney?
The Beatles.
You know him.
Yeah.
He, as you know, has done some tracks with Kanye. He did an interview with UK's Sun newspaper, and he was talking about working with Kanye, and he actually compared him to working with John Lennon.
Word.
Which is pretty fucking crazy.
A little bit.
In what way, though? Like,
right. Well, you know, people just need to hear that headline, and that's all they need to get a story out of it. But
right.
He kind of compared it to when him and John Lennon would work together, the two of them would just kind of sit together. John would play the guitar, and they'd just work out a song on the spot. And that's what he compared it to, working with Kanye.
Wow.
It was like they just kind of sat down and hashed out a couple songs.
That's crazy.
A couple joints.
Except Kanye was wearing like a leather skirt, like $9,000 sneakers.
Right. That weird mask thing that he wears on stage these days.
What?
Have you seen that thing?
No,
it's like some mesh mask. I don't know. Have you seen that, Joe?
No, but I mean, that's the way to keep spiders out of your mouth when you sleep is to always wear a mesh mask.
Do Man. You wear a mesh mask when you go to sleep?
You don't?
I'll be eating spiders.
I don't mind the taste of a spider. I'm sure you guys have heard those two tracks, the only one, which is Paul and Kanye, right?
I haven't.
And then you haven't heard that?
No,
really?
I haven't, no.
How about the 4 or 5 seconds one with Rihanna?
No. Wait, how does it go?
4 or 5 seconds. I don't actually. Four.
I was just going to see if you sounded like Rihanna, man. I think I've heard it on the radio a couple times.
Yeah, it's a cool song, I got to say. At first,
my girlfriend likes it a lot.
What does that mean? What's that supposed to mean?
She likes the song. I don't know. she always be singing it and stuff. She works at a bus aid, and she's like a teacher's aide and stuff that. So she listens to the radio all the time.
It is one of those songs that when I first heard it, I was like, I don't know what the hell this is. But the more you listen to it, it's actually a pretty good track, I would say.
It's one of only 4 songs on the radio right now.
Word.
That and 3 Taylor Swift songs.
And Meghan Trainor.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I can't even name a popular song right now. Paul McCartney also talked about, if you guys recall, when this happened, when Paul and Kanye were working together, Twitter went kind of crazy because these young kids were talking about.
I seen that.
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, that's kind of crazy that Kanye would bring out this guy that nobody knows and, you know, make him famous. But apparently Paul McCartney got a big kick out of that.
It was like Kanye's going to take his career to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. But man, Paul got a good kick out of that.
They did that for the Super Bowl, too, when what's the chick's name? She brought up Missy Elliott. And they was just clowning.
Katy Perry.
Yeah, Katy Perry. They were just clowning on Twitter like, Katy Perry's about to take Missy Elliott's career to the next level. It was bad.
It was kind of cool to see her again, though, you know?
Yeah, she killed it.
Yeah. I thought she was dead. But it's good to know that she's not.
She got sick for a while, right?
Did she
have some illness or something going on?
Is that how she lost weight? Because she was kind of a bigger girl before.
Yeah, she's...
That's the trick. You just got to get sick, you know?
I think she just always had that trash bag suit on.
The trash bag suit.
She deflated it and she's actually skinny.
Yeah. Just sweated it out. Yeah. Sir Paul McCartney. Now, not in this interview, but there was another interview where he was talking about working with Kanye, and Kanye apparently asked Paul McCartney what pussy was like back in the 60s. I think that's a good question. That's a fair question. Think of the boy bands of today, right? And the Beatles, who were the original boy band, you know?
Yeah.
Just think of the girls that they got back in the day.
Swimming in it.
Swimming. Swimming, I'm swimming, keep swimming. Let's move it on.
I wish we could have heard that answer.
Yeah. That would
have been cool.
Yeah, why would you say that to Paul McCartney? I'd feel awkward using the word pussy in front of Paul McCartney.
That wouldn't be the question I'd ask him.
Yeah, no.
Maybe that's why Paul likes him.
It could be.
What if he's the crudest person? Like he was always the crudest Beatle. We just didn't know that. He's just a filthy old man and nonstop.
He does have young wives, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know how many wives he's on, but
young compared to him, yeah, because he's 72.
Yeah, he's up there. Yeah.
OG.
Yeah, maybe he is.
He's just a filthy
dirty old
man telling inappropriate jokes to little kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
He brings women to his house and he's like, "No, I'm going to spit in your hair." They're like, "What? Spit in your hair?"
We're exposing Paul McCartney right now.
Is that even a good English accent?
I don't know. That's his fetish, is
he spits
on people?
In hair. No, it's not just on people, it spits in hair. You know? Women's hair. Yeah. That's his thing.
They have a French woman over and spit in her armpit.
Maybe before he goes on stage, he's like, at some point in the show, this isn't even a good English accent, but at some point in the show, backstage, he tells his bandmates, he's like, I'm going to spit in someone's hair during the show tonight, and they're not even going to notice, right? And then he does it, and he kind of gives one of the guys in the band a nod. He's like, I did it, you know? And the show just goes on. No one has any clue it happened.
Man.
I feel like we got to move on from this subject. So Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, and Dr. Dre, they topped Forbes wealthiest hip hop artist of 2015.
I thought Dr. Dre was worth billions.
Yeah. That's what I thought too. And I was wrong. Because P. Diddy's one step ahead of him.
P. Diddy's still out here killing the game.
He is. His net worth, $725 million.
I feel like I was lied to when the Beats Apple deal right. went down.
So Diddy owns a media entity called Revolt. Had no idea about that. Revolt.
Oh, word. Damn.
You know what that is?
I thought I seen something online. I don't like really know, but it, like I know it's like big, right? Is it like a TV?
It's got to be. He's obviously, you know, pulling in some dough.
That's crazy.
And then he's got, doesn't he have like a new cologne or something? He's always got like the...
Ciroc,
yeah, yeah. And is that a cologne or something?
No, that's he's got the vodka, Ciroc.
The vodka, all right.
And a vault full of random Biggie verses that he can sell to people.
There you go. The from the vault of Biggie Smalls. Yeah, I didn't know that. He's got a new fitness water out called Aqua Hydrate. Too.
Never seen it.
Man, the guy is so diverse.
It ain't up north yet.
And he can dance in your video. All up in your video.
You can bring the Jeffrey over to your house.
Oh, yeah, the Jeffrey. Wow, yeah. That's
where's that guy these days?
Russell Brand?
Or is who? Jeffrey, that's right.
Yeah. The Jeffrey's like
get him that's to the Greek.
Yeah. Get him to the Greek.
The concoction in a joint. Yeah.
So yeah, number two is Dr. Dre though. His net worth $700 million because of the Beats Apple deal. You know, I hear people talk about this Beats deal, and they always mention Dre and Jimmy Iovine, the owner of Interscope. It's mm-hmm. owner Interscope, yeah. right? But people don't know that what's his name from Nine Inch Nails is like a creative director of Beats Audio.
Why
can't it? Trent Reznor. Yeah. He's like, he got a good slice of money out of that deal. Jay-Z is number three. The Jigga Man.
Ho.
Net worth $550 million.
Damn. Pretty good for a retired guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. And his is just owning the, what does he own? The
Brooklyn Nets.
Brooklyn. Yeah. Yeah.
He's out here.
He's got that. And
I
his performance.
He was a billionaire too, but I'm just... I'm giving these
guys
a lot of...
You know, after taxes.
Word. Forbes out there getting the exact number.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he gets like $1 million a show or something, doesn't he? Something like that.
That's wicked.
That's ridiculous. And the Rock Nation, all the Rock Nation stuff, you know. Number four is 50. It's 50. 50 Cent net worth $155 million. That's a big difference between number three and four. Yeah. $550 down to $155 million.
I thought 50 was broke.
Not anymore. You know why? He's slanging here. Some underwear. That's the deal. He's got an underwear deal. I haven't seen the ads, but he was on some talk show slanging underwear.
Now is he like? Is he the model? Is he still?
I don't know.
Is he still ripped and glistening and all that?
What
now?
If every? Like what if every every ad is just the get rich or die try and cover? You know, with him without the shirt on,
but he has no pants.
But there's no pants and underwear, just underwear on. And that's the get rich or die trying to get these underwear.
He's wearing that bulletproof vest and a banana hammock, and it's awful.
He's also
bulletproof
got some
vest and banana.
Or he is wearing a bulletproof vest, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's gonna be my new mixtape. No,
bulletproof vest and underwear.
No, banana hammock.
Banana hammock. He does have a vodka too called Effin Vodka, EFFEN.
Effin
Vodka.
Effing vodka.
And he's got some audio company. Number five is Baby, a.k.a. Birdman. There you go. I wanted to do it. I wanted to make
it. I was quick with it, man.
$150 million? Cash money?
Maybe soon to be still? Less.
Soon to be less.
If Lil Wayne destroys him in court.
Right.
What's going on with that?
The Carter 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Carter 4 is... Lil Wayne's been wanting to drop that, and it's done, but, or Carter 5?
Yeah, 5. Yeah,
gotcha. I'm a little behind. Thanks, guys. So, yeah, it's done, and for some reason, Baby just doesn't want to release it, for some reason.
Man. And then, like, Young Thug did some.
Wait, what? He's trying to build a buzz around it or something?
Man.
You're saying?
Strategically,
man. Well, it's been over like a year since the his last album, though.
And then
right?
Young Thug just just did the douchey move and did the what was it?
He was gonna call it the Carter Five, but then he went with.
I know it was six. The Carter Six. He did, wasn't it?
Let's but just call it the, seven.
The Barter Six or
the
something?
The Barter, yeah, the Barter. That's right.
Man,
right.
You know what I think about that? I think like Baby's just trying to like stage a beef on some 50 Cent the Game type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, wasn't there some staged shooting or something at Lil Wayne's house or something recently?
Trying to get Lil Wayne. I think it's just to kind of slingshot Lil Wayne back into the mainstream.
Right, right,
like,
right.
Beef with the, you know, rising dude that's just popping like crazy and. Lil Wayne beats him and looks like the good guy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Something like that.
Well, he's not going to get back in the mainstream with his verse on the new Tech N9ne album because it's awful.
Wow, I didn't even get a
chance
to check
it. Oh, he's
on
the Tech N9ne album too?
Yeah.
Is it with Andre 3000 too?
What?
Andre's not on that track, I don't think.
Okay,
I
think
know.
He's on that. I think he's on Tech's new album too. I thought I heard him say something like
3000's
that.
3000's on a track too?
I thought so. That's what I thought I heard him say that on like the DJ Ski interview.
Okay. I'd like to hear something like that. I would like to hear that.
Joe got M on there.
Yeah, I heard that.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
M.
That was a long time coming right there.
I don't see Andre on here.
No, it's not on there?
Nope. Unless it's on like a you know,
it's probably something they got, you know,
because
honestly, I heard him say that, like, he's got Andre 3000 on a track or something.
How's, do you own the album over here,
Joe? I got Spotify Premium.
Oh, look at this guy.
Suck at Taylor Swift.
Look at this guy. What? How's that track, Psycho Bitch 3?
Pretty good.
Hobson's on there.
Hobson,
pretty good.
I like Hobson.
I thought he had moved to Australia and disappeared.
No, it was like a publicity stunt for his other album he's got coming.
Yeah.
Pound Syndrome.
You motherfucker, Hobson.
He did it cool too. He kind of came back like the Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
That was funny.
Gotcha.
That was hilarious.
That was good.
I thought it was for real because like. In his last project he dropped, he was saying something about like, I'm moving to Australia or something like that.
Right.
Like he was saying it in his rhymes and stuff. Yeah. Like after this album, like I'm.
Oh,
gone.
He had it planned out.
Yeah, and then
he
like
had planned
yeah.
out.
Well, now he had toured there, I think, at one point and done really well.
I think
and
that's
enjoyed
where,
Australia. And...
I think that's where his girlfriend's from.
Yeah,
too.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think in that letter that he wrote, in some letter he referred to his girlfriend from Australia or something like that. Yeah,
Australia.
You want to talk about Suge Knight?
He is still in fucking jail.
He's still in jail.
Where he belongs.
I thought Mayweather was supposed to bail him out after the
win.
What was up with that?
I have an article in front of me here. Suge Knight still in custody. No signs of $10 million bail from Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, man. His lawyers.
They deserve each other.
They do deserve each other. Maypack got that money, and he's like, fuck you, Suge Knight.
Yo, didn't he get sued for like $20 million from like one of his baby mamas or something? Floyd Mayweather?
I don't probably since they know he's got a big paycheck.
Great.
So I didn't know Suge Knight and Mayweather were actually good friends.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Apparently Mayweather says that if he were to win the fight that happened last weekend that I didn't watch and I
wait,
don't
was it did he say if I win by a knockout?
Did he actually specify that?
I'm not sure. It was like his lawyer was talking to like some camera crew and he was like, we believe that Floyd Mayweather is going to bail out Suge Knight if he wins his fight.
Did he mean he was going to bail on bailing out? I don't know. That's maybe he's just trying to. He's a lawyer. He's like trying to find that that specific in. No. He said if he knocks out his opponent,
be great if the caveat was, but then we're going to have a boxing match. And we're going to put that on pay per view, and I get your cut to pay me back. So I would watch Suge Knight.
I would watch
fight
Suge
Floyd Mayweather.
Remember
that's
the,
kind of a weight difference. Like crazy. Floyd's so small, like Pacquiao small too. Like.
But I bet Suge's really slow. So
right. Yeah. You know, Suge Knight. Do you think he could fight? Like how old
Man,
is
he's
he
got
to
have some kind of like fighting skill, to be scaring like rappers and whatnot. You know,
yeah.
Whatever
is a fight
does.
On a balcony? You know,
maybe
if it is,
maybe a Suge Knight fight just involves like his boys knocking the opponent to the ground and then Suge Knight stomping them. So he's a good stomper.
Can he use his SUV?
No vehicles allowed.
He's really good at fighting if he has a car.
Oh, man.
Oh, poor Suge.
It's a
poor
special
Suge.
Move.
Poor
it's
Suge.
A special
poor
move.
Guy he killed.
Yeah, I know, right?
Man, that was a crazy situation.
Yeah,
man.
So he apparently he pleaded. He tried to plead not
blind?
Guilty. And you tried to pull that shit too.
Like blind,
like he's going blind. He passed out in court.
There was so much memes about that.
Oh man, it's like the whole thing is I don't know what the hell he's doing. He's probably gonna try to plead insanity or something. I should have read more about this article.
Shug is up.
It's okay.
Here.
Take your time and read it now. I'm sure the listeners.
Yeah, the listeners don't mind. I just got to get this on a paper. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
And now drop it and don't go back to it.
My favorite part of the show is when you like read.
Yeah. I love it when you read.
In your head.
Gives me time to reflect.
So the judge apparently who said Shug Knight's bail is set at like some ridiculous amount. Is it a million?
Ten million?
Yeah. That he purposefully did that. So, you know, it's like the ability to find someone to actually bail him out is pretty unlikely.
You mean all his old rich rapper friends?
All his old rich rapper friends, yeah.
He should just punk Vanilla Ice for 10
there
mil.
There you go, yeah.
Because Vanilla Ice be flipping houses.
Yeah, and he's still got to be getting paid off of that right. Ice Baby.
He go something. To, you know, cross season, go kill it with a tour and come back balling.
Vanilla Ice?
Yeah.
He still plays shows, too.
Man.
There's a lot of like death row related news here, from Dre being in the top five richest to Suge Knight sitting his ass in jail. And now it's Snoop Dogg releasing a new album next week.
Man, I didn't hear anything about this, so this is like the first time.
I heard a single. I think it's called like Cream or Ice, something about Dre. I don't know. It's completely produced by Pharrell.
Oh, word.
Comes out next week. It's called Bush.
That's the title?
The title of the album, Bush.
Like?
Bush.
Why?
I don't know. There's a picture of a bush, like a shrubbery bush.
Oh, I was about to say like a chick's bush.
A woman's bush.
Which he's got Gwen Stefani on the album.
Gwen Stefani's
on
there?
He's a big Gavin Rossdale fan. And he's like, I'm just going to name the album after my favorite band.
There you go, Bush. That's an interesting... that's crazy.
That's a good theory.
Yeah. So the album comes out next week. It's on Pharrell's label, I Am Other, and Doggy Style Records. Snoop's own imprint, Doggy Style Records.
Will the Eastsiders be making an appearance?
The Eastsiders will not. It's only 10 tracks, too, so it's pretty short.
It was like an EP?
You would think it would be.
But something.
At one point I read that this was his last studio album, but I don't think it's going to be. Mm-hmm. He can still always do Snoop Lion.
Yeah.
He could always fall back on that.
Yeah, 10 tracks might be a blessing. Maybe Pharrell, you know, the trend in rap is like, I'm going to release a record. It's 37 tracks long. You know, Tech N9ne's like notorious for it, you know. Put out 3 records a year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, that's 22 tracks an album.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
You're not that prolific of a songwriter, man. Right. You can't possibly put out 22 good tracks 3 mm-hmm. times a year.
Right.
Yeah, really.
Snoop's there's kind of recycling.
Yeah. There's no, like, you know, his old crew, any of the Dog Pound or anybody on the album. Stevie Wonder's on a track. T.I. Wow. T.I. is on a track. Uncle Charlie Wilson's on a track.
Wow.
Kendrick Lamar and Rick Ross are on a track
you
together.
You're going to get Kendrick.
Yeah. That's cool. I like the idea of that. Kendrick and Rick Ross.
He'd probably kill it.
Rosé.
No hologram Tupac on this one?
No hologram Tupac. No, no. Although I did, who was it? There's a rapper CBO. You ever called CBO? I think his name's CBO.
No, I don't
CBO. Know. He's a West Coast. He's been around for a long time. There was some article where he was talking shit about Dre and Snoop for bringing hologram Tupac out, claiming it was just like a money deal. You know, just to make some money.
But nobody knew they were gonna do it, so it's not like they didn't gain anything from it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I think the cost for that whole deal was, you know.
Just even out?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's pretty crazy, though, man. Like, when I watched that footage, I was like, wow, this is crazy.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it was $300 million, and that's why he's no longer a billionaire.
That's not, he's not number one anymore.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm about to risk my billionaire status for you.
Damn, Tupac. Still, you're dead and losing Dre's money right there.
Son of a bitch.
Baby Shell, are you a Star Wars fan?
Man, I've watched it. I've had toys, you know what I'm saying? I was super young whenever, you know, Star Wars was really, really popping, you know?
Right. How about, how old are you?
I'm 25, about to be 26 in November.
All right.
Yeah.
So this was how about like the new trilogy?
Yeah, I watched a little bit. I like the older stuff better though.
Right, you know? Right. That's good to hear.
Yeah,
that's good that you young kids these days, not grasping onto this. They're not shitty, but they're not the original. You know.
Word.
What's up with what's happening with the Star Wars movies here?
We've got, you know, we've had, I think you and John already talked about the teaser trailers,
yep,
and all that. But we just had a director drop out kind of under weird circumstances from one of the spinoff movies.
So, you know what I don't like is this is how the media works. The headline for this article was Star Wars producer drops out of film. Right. So you're like, oh, great. You know, they're making these new this new trilogy. Right. And the impression they're giving is that something's wrong with this new movie already, you know. But it's actually, so they're doing that new three trilogy, which, you know, trilogy means three. But
thanks for clarifying that for you, boy.
This is actually a four movie trilogy. Disney can do whatever the fuck they want now.
The third one's a three part. No, but they're doing like these little side movies too. Yeah. Which they're kind of what are they called? They got names for those.
I can't remember what they're. They're using to explore parts of the universe, right, that have previously not been explored on film.
To go where no man has gone before?
No. That's Trek, and Trek sucks.
Understood.
No, but they make it sound like, you know, in the articles that J.J. Abrams has dropped out.
Right,
you're
right.
Like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, now what?
Yeah. But no, it's, what's the guy's name? Josh?
Josh Trank, who just did the new Fantastic Four reboot, right, that I have no faith in.
Really?
I don't know.
You like comic book movies at all,
man?
Show?
I watch them. You know what I'm saying? I don't get really, really into them, but yeah, you know what I'm saying. I watch them though, man. It's cool. I like seeing how they make the superheroes and,
right,
you know, movies and, you know.
I'm a sucker for superhero movies,
right,
even if they're shitty. Green Lantern, I love it.
Love?
Don't judge me.
Love?
Don't judge me.
I can.
I don't think I've seen it just because it was a Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't watch it, I think.
All
right. I'm pretty sure, like, really.
For what it was, it wasn't that bad.
Right. Okay, maybe love was too strong of a word.
But you're a DC guy.
So I am a DC guy.
You have more of an attachment to those characters than I do.
Yeah, yeah. We go back, me and DC. So, yeah, the guy dropped off.
Why?
Dropped out of directing him.
But, you know, it could be a blessing. I don't know what he was going to do. The movie he's going to direct is a Boba Fett movie. Supposedly.
Yeah, that would have been
so
cool.
I don't
know how many they're doing of these little spinoff movies, but there's already one that's in development right now. It might even be being made.
Yeah, it's called, I think that one's called Rogue One.
Rogue One, yeah.
So it's going to follow.
So this would have been the second one.
Yep, that's going to follow like an elite X-Wing fighter pilot squadron thing.
Like the whole movie is just he's being followed.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Liam Neeson starring.
It's just him walking to his X-fighter.
They've taken his daughter. And he gets in an X-wing, and then they follow him around as he tries to.
Is this a Taken movie?
He has a particular set of skills, Rob. And he's gonna find his daughter in space.
Understood. It sounds like that could really pan out. No, you asked why he dropped out.
Yeah,
I think the interview that I had read with the guy, or the explanation was kind of he's exploring more original, which I don't know why you wouldn't. Like, this is kind of taking Star Wars in your own direction. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know how much they let you do.
Right. That's true. Yeah. Like, there's
he's getting shot down, like, with ideas and stuff.
Right. Mickey Mouse is like, nope. Nope.
Because to a degree. Nope. There's like a framework, right? You can't, you can't say, yeah, you know what? Now Boba Fett, you know, shoots lasers out of his eyes. If that's what he wanted to do, because you know, there's this universe. Everything has to fit in this box, or the fan base will get violently upset.
Yeah, they're like juggalos. Yeah, they'll throw fag at you. The Star Wars-alos.
Star Wars-alos. Man.
So it's not like Disney was being a dick or so, as far as we know. How about cereal? You guys like cereal? You eat cereal?
I still eat cereal, man.
You crush some cereal?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Star Wars, there's a Star Wars cereal coming out. And I'm not talking like just some limited run shit. This is like,
real?
This will be on the shelves for a long time.
Like,
right?
Trying to go up against Post and...
Well, it's made by General Mills.
Okay.
And it's pretty much Lucky Charms with Star Wars shapes, you know. What were the shapes here? There's the marshmallows are in themed. There's a stormtrooper, a Yoda, and a pair of lightsabers. And that sounds delicious.
I wonder if it's the same cereal from back in the day.
They put the stormtroopers in there?
They throw them in there. Why not?
No ships or anything?
No. Well, okay. The corn based, the whatever those little things are. There's a TIE fighter. Oh, there you go. There's the vehicles, whatever.
Nice.
TIE fighter, X-Wing, and a Millennium Falcon.
I was just going to say, how you not have the Millennium Falcon?
Right.
You know why they made stormtroopers? Because marshmallows are already white. And they don't have to put any dye in them, and they're lazy.
White.
They just throw some white marshmallows in. Those are the stormtroopers right there.
Put a little black dot there. This is a wrap.
Yeah. Now, on the other hand, there's Kellogg's makes an Avengers cereal right now.
What?
And that's just a limited edition thing. But that's made by Kellogg's. While General Mills actually makes Lucky Charms. So both of these cereals are like Lucky Charms knockoffs. The Star Wars one's actually made by the people who make Lucky Charms, right? So it's probably going to be pretty good, right?
Word, man.
Well, and it's made by General Mills, which is a far better company than
Kellogg. Local company. Local. Mm-hmm. You know, support local. Word. Even though they're a big-ass corporation. on the other hand, we got this Avengers cereal made by Kellogg's, which is two boxes for $5 right now at your local Cub Foods. Nice. If you live in Minnesota or wherever you live that has Cub Foods.
Yeah.
Which I like to call shitty Lucky Charms because it tastes like shit. really, though, it's like... You just had a box. You said you...
I had to, right? Because I love stupid gimmick cereal.
Right, right.
So I had to buy a box.
Did you get it at your local Cub Foods?
I did because it was on sale. The first time I saw it, I was like... Avengers cereal, got to buy it. And I was like, $4.50 a fucking box. Go to hell.
Go to hell, Cub.
How much
Foods.
Money do you need, Walt Disney?
Right, right. And I almost did. I didn't do the two for $5 because I was like, I'm just going to get one box, see how this pans out. And the ratio of the oat things to marshmallows was like, it was way lower than what Lucky Charms was.
Man.
Because, you know, I got kids and all they eat are the marshmallows. You know, right. I want them to eat both of those.
Man, my little brother would be picking just the marshmallows out.
Right,
like, I've seen him just with a bowl with just like the marshmallows. Like, yo, trying to put the box back. Like, you just like went in and like picked out all the marshmallows.
So really you have a box of just the oat pieces.
Right, yeah. He'd be doing that.
And somebody's got to eat those so they don't get wasted.
Yeah. You know what I do when I eat Lucky Charms is I eat the oat pieces first. And so I just have a marshmallow, right? That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
There's different ways.
So what did you think of the Avengers cereal?
It was shitty. Shitty Lucky Charms.
Shitty Lucky Charms.
You've hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's not as bad as, you know, Malto Meals Ghost Rider cereal.
That was a thing, too?
They get the lesser franchises.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Less popular.
Did they really do that?
No.
No. No. Okay. All right. I was hoping that I didn't miss that. I didn't want to miss that.
I would have tried boxes. That.
Collect boxes. Yeah. Collect boxes of cereal. I did hear that the Wheaties box with the Bruce Jenner cover, whatever
that's like the original Wheaties box with an athlete on it.
Okay, that's going for big bucks these days.
Really?
Because, you know, Bruce Jenner has gone from man to woman, so that's apparently makes the value go up pretty good. So think about that.
Bruce Jenner is
Bruce
the dude that with the Kardashians, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I've always heard that name. I'm like, yo, what is this, man? Like, I've heard of him like going from dude to chick.
Yeah, apparently that's a real thing.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
You know what? Good for him. Good for him. And if I had the Wheaties box, I'd be cashing in on that. But I don't.
I've been sitting on like 10 of them just in case Bruce Jenner did something that was slightly controversial. And now I'm rich.
What does Bruce Jenner do?
I don't know. He won.
How is he so rich?
He was an Olympian. Olympian?
Yep. Decathlon.
Decathlon, yeah. Back in like the 70s?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the 70s. Well, so apparently, promising. As Joe said, he was like the original athlete on the cover on the Wheaties box, yeah.
Wow. I thought he was like this business mogul or something. Like
I don't know. What the fuck? Maybe he. I don't know. I don't know. So, and then he's, you know, tied with the Kardashians too. So
there it is.
I think he was one of the first athletes to kind of parlay fame like that, you know, Olympic fame, which at the time was like amateur athletes or whatever. He turned it into like, I'm going to make money off of this now.
Okay.
Damn. Getting well, cracking.
Good for him. Well, let's move it on here. I got to give a little plug here. Shell, do you ever buy anything on Amazon?
I bought some Allen Iversons, some sneakers from Amazon. Like, really, all I buy is like sneakers from like Amazon.
Well, tell
I
you
bought
what.
Some shirts.
Tell you what. This is now instead of going to Amazon.com, this is a little way to support the podcast here.
Okay.
Because you know we don't ask people for money. I mean, I could, but I
saw you outside of First Avenue 3 weeks ago with a cup, and you're saying, "Can you give me 35 cents to support my podcast?" I thought it was a really weird exact amount of change. and people were giving it to you.
They were.
And I don't think you used any of it on the podcast.
That's none of your business.
He bought cereal, the two for five.
Yeah, 2 for 5.
He's not telling us about it.
Well, check this out. If you buy stuff on Amazon, instead of going to Amazon.com, you can go to thankyourrob.com and click. We have this Amazon Associates link.
Nice.
It takes you to Amazon. And you can buy whatever you buy. It's still the same price. Nothing costs any more.
Nice.
Or any less, for that matter. And a little slice of the advertising fees that Amazon gets comes back to us.
Cool.
I made it super, super easy. You can go to thankyourrob.com/Amazon. It'll take you right to Amazon.
Bam.
Now, the listeners at home couldn't see. You did a karate chop. Have to do that as I type it in?
You could visualize in your head. Just close your eyes as you're typing thankyourrob.com and just think, yeah. Something like that. And then .com.
Yeah, that's like the universal sign for slash, though.
It is.
The karate chop.
Right.
Everybody does that.
Because when you tell somebody like a slash, they're like, which way is a slash? And you're like, whew.
Cracking.
Whew.
Bam.
It kind of feels good to do that, too.
I thought maybe I had to draw a picture of a guy with a top hat, with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, playing guitar.
Slash, yeah. Slash.
So I didn't know. I'm glad you clarified.
I see where you're going with that. Shell, you ready for this?
What's that?
The high five. The high five is 5 questions.
Okay.
That's what it is. And it's all about you.
Nice.
It's all about you, baby.
That's what's up.
Well, let's get into this here. If you had a time machine, where would you go?
Man, this is going to be crazy, but I would go back and see some dinosaurs, yo. Like, when I was younger, I used to, like, love Jurassic Park and... Like, I'd have, like, all the, like, crazy, like, I just want to see one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it'd be, you know, dangerous as hell, but.
You know, this question came up in asking that question before. In theory, if you have a time machine, like, let's say we had a time machine right here, and we went back, you know, 20 years, it would bring us to this point in time right in this location, you know what I mean? So what if. Like you went back to the prehistoric times.
Oh, word, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What if right here wasn't land?
It was water.
What if it was water?
Or like a top of a volcano?
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be crazy.
What if it was land and like a T-Rex would just like smashes your time machine? You're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then I'm out here just Robin Williams and Jumanji type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Not to deter your answer, but I'm just saying. It could happen.
You would have to like go find a cave and write some shit that only people from the future would know. So one day some archaeologist guy would find it and be like, what the fuck?
Damn,
like,
that'd be crazy. You might change some shit. Like,
right, yeah. This guy had a Minnesota Twins.
But at the same time though, like the extinction of dinosaurs and shit, like what happened? Like it was like some meteors or something, like shit would get wiped out though, right?
So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe you would survive.
Word.
It was a dinosaur stepped on a time machine. It was metal. He didn't have his tetanus shot. He got sick. His friend dinosaurs
and
got
that
sick.
That caused the extinction of dinosaurs. Yeah,
and the meteors missed us. And I just changed the whole game.
Shell, if you actually went back to prehistoric times and came back, I would have to ask you, what was pussy like in the prehistoric times? Right?
Word. I don't know.
Gigantic.
How I'd answer it. Yeah, word, yeah. You're falling it, literally. That was messed up.
Joe, what's your question?
I'm going to go with, if you could be a member of any TV sitcom family, which family would you choose to be a member of?
I don't know why, like Brady Bunch just popped into my head right when you said sitcom family, but definitely not Brady Bunch. Man, like cartoon and all, too?
Sure.
Sure.
Man, Rocco's Modern Life, yo.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Yeah, I'll be in there. I'll be chilling with Hef and Rocco and Porkchop. Right? That's his dog's name, right?
I can't remember.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, man, that was my show, man. Yeah. I'd be in it. I'd be chilling. They're out there, too.
Yeah. I remember being, yeah. All right, hey, what is something that not a lot of people know about you, but you wish more people could know about you?
Man, I can hoop, man. Everybody looks at me like I can't hoop, but I got a J, man. I got a crossover. I like basketball. If you looked at me, you'd be like, man, this dude can't hoop.
Can these skills be tested?
Yeah, definitely. Where the court at? Let's get it.
I don't know.
I got the hook shot of James Worthy, yo.
Do you?
I'm out here.
Well, there's a lot of, let's see, when was it? A couple of weeks ago, we did a podcast at Urban Lights in St. Paul here.
Oh, no.
We were talking about sports rappers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, basically athletes that decide that because, I don't know, what, they have money that they can rap, you know?
Word.
You know, Shaquille O'Neal, right? What do you got compared to Shaquille O'Neal?
Oh, man. Like, as far as basketball or rapping?
How's your free throw?
My free throw's all right. You know, it's a good 60 to 50%. You know,
do you
what
think
I'm
you could take Shaq in a free throw contest?
Yeah, man. I'm owning Shaq in a free throw contest. Yo, come on, man.
I think I could take Shaq in a free throw. Right. I haven't shot a basketball in years.
Does he have his icy hot patch on, though? Because maybe that was the problem.
Man. How do you just play, like, basketball your whole life and not be able to shoot free throws good?
I don't know. It's
like, your job, like,
because you give him the ball within 4 feet of the rim, you know, he's gonna make a basket.
He does have huge, gigantic hands, though. It's like he's just shooting tennis ball. It's like be us like shooting a tennis ball into the hoop or something.
Right, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that guy's a fucking monster. What
size shoe? Like size like 28 shoe or 30 something.
Yeah, I remember. I remember when the All-Star game was here. Was that like 1993? I think. Mm-hmm. In the St. Paul paper, they had a life-size thing of Shaq's foot. Man. You could cut it out of the paper, and I had it hanging on my bedroom door, and it was like a foot and a half.
Man.
It was just gigantic. It was like size 25, 26.
Something wicked, man.
Well, they also had like his shoe at the Mall of America, too, at that sports store
was. He had like a cell phone shoe, too, from like one of the All-Star games, yeah.
A cell phone?
Yeah, like it was a phone. For real, like there was like different like NBA players like on his big ass shoe talking to people. Yeah, Shaq's
that's
weird,
cool.
Man.
He's cool. I like him. I like his sense of humor.
Yeah, he went to Phoenix and he was the Shaqtus.
The Shaqtus.
I was kind of hoping to watching the Mayweather Pacquiao fight the other night. Charles Barkley was there and they show him,
oh,
and then
man.
I was like,
and Reggie
man.
Miller.
I was like, how about they just let Barkley and Shaq call the rest of the fight? I just want to listen to those two.
Mayweather is terrible.
He is terrible.
Terrible.
That's good. Joe, you got a question?
I do. What's one thing you always wanted as a kid, but you never got?
Going back.
Man, one thing that I... Oh, man. Man, there was this crazy, like Hot Wheels looking like... it was like a... You put your little, like, toy car, and it, like, makes it go, and it'll, like, go around, like, the loops and loops, and, like, this crazy little setup, man. I always wanted that, but, like, my mom would, like, not give me it, because she thought, like, you're going to get it, put it together, and get bored, and never play with it again, type stuff, so.
Like, the track thing?
Yeah,
the
like,
track
a little, oh, man, I can't remember what it's called, man. I just seen, like, a little, like, a BuzzFeed post where, like, that one that I wanted was, like, worth a bunch of fucking money,
really?
Or something like that. Like, I was like, man, I could have had that, yo, like.
See, Mom, I could have made you some money.
Word, like, you didn't want to get it when it was, like, $30 or something.
Right.
Now it's, like, worth $400 or something, like, something crazy, man.
Damn.
Yeah, but, yeah, that was...
But like, you were into Hot Wheels as a kid?
Yeah, man, I liked that, like, Hungry Hungry Hippos. I had, like, the little castle joints, you know what I'm saying? Like, with the little, like, knights and the Black Knight and
the
horses and stuff, you know? I don't know. It was cool, but definitely that.
That's a good one.
That's just what came off the top of my head was like, couldn't get that Hot Wheels check.
All right, well, like I'm going to bring it back. This is going to be a little serious here, this question. What will be the demise of the human civilization?
The demise of the human civilization, the Anunnaki.
What is that?
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what the you don't know who the Anunnaki are?
No.
It's like a ancient alien race. Like,
okay.
Like supposedly, okay. I don't know if it's true.
Is this some coast to coast AM Art Bell?
No, like? it's like some ancient aliens A&E type shit that okay. I heard. You know what I'm saying? Like they like, I don't know, like some mean like species that came and like took over planets and stuff.
The Greys. Isn't that what it is? I thought we had this conversation once, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. If you've ever been up late night listening to radio, there's a show called Coast to Coast AM that's yeah. nationally syndicated, and it's all crazy people calling Word. In.
Man, I'd listen to that show, yeah. man.
Is it still on Coast to Coast?
Yeah. I mean, you guys driving back tonight?
Yeah.
No,
we're not. We actually got another show tomorrow and then driving back the next day, so Friday will be.
I was going to say, if you're driving back late at night, it guaranteed, turn it on AM and find the signal.
I think it's Word. Is it 1500 or something?
It was, and I don't know. It's bounced. I think it might be on 1130 now, okay. now that it's not. It's K-Fan.
Yeah. That's crazy. It's like middle of the night shit. That's like, man, they talk about ghosts and supernatural and
man,
aliens.
Man, see, that's that type of stuff I'll be getting into, yeah. man. Like, that's
it's
good topics.
Interesting stuff. I entertain yeah. the ideas and all of that.
I used to listen to it like every night when I'd go to bed. I'd fall That's asleep to
creepy.
It. And then,
That's
and
creepy,
then
Joe.
I would have the most fucked up lucid dreams.
Why? Yeah, I don't understand.
It's weird.
Because like, the last thing you're hearing is like, I remember this one story. They were talking about some alien that they had in a government facility, and its name was J-Rod. And
what?
Like, yeah. They
That's
had
the
named
illest
it.
Name for the yeah. fucking alien, yo.
And like, I remember like I was listening to it. I'm like, whatever, fucking crazy people. And I fell asleep, and I had the most lucid dream that this alien was like. I woke up, like the second I fell asleep, I woke up in my dream, mm-hmm. and this alien standing next to me, and I couldn't wake up. Man. I couldn't. It was the worst. So I stopped listening to the show.
Understood. Yeah, have you had a dream about aliens since then, where you couldn't get out of bed?
No, but I probably will tonight. Now that I'm talking
Man.
About
oh,
it.
Oh shit! They're gonna come back for you, Joe.
I hate alien dreams, man. Every time I have an alien dream, it's always some like taking over the world type of shit.
Really? I don't think I've ever had anything like that. I've had experiences where like I've had dreams about yeah. it, and I feel like they're like in the room, and I can't get out of bed. Like what you just explained.
Yeah, I felt like crippled. Like right. like I could not move.
Maybe we're being visited, Joe.
Word.
Maybe we are.
At least it's not a fucking Ewok.
Joe doesn't like Ewoks, all right? He doesn't like Ewoks. Let's just get that out there. We're 45 minutes into the show. Oh, people got to know that. That's a good answer, though. I don't think anyone's ever said that before.
The Anunnaki, man. They might come back and see what's up with us, because supposedly they like had something to do with like civilizing some type, like some people in some area or something. And then they were like really mean, and I don't know. It's like a bunch of stuff about it, but they're like a really like...
They're
I'm a kill your
ones.
Planet type of species, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll see a bunch of stuff like the Anunnaki are returning, stuff like that.
That's some scary
shit
right there.
And their spaceships look like the pyramids in like Egypt okay. and shit. So.
Yeah, it's like one of the theories people have. Like, how could yeah. these different groups of people all over Earth come up with these pyramid-shaped buildings?
Right.
You know, kind of simultaneously, mm-hmm. all of a sudden people that started building pyramids.
Right, yeah. There's like people, like in the Chinese too, like... The first emperor comes from a dragon out of a belly or something like that. And, like, the only thing they knew back in the day that flew was a dragon. Mm. Like, who's to say that wasn't a big-ass spaceship and fucking the belly opened up because it's a big door and here comes walking the emperor. And he's
right.
the emperor coming from the gods up, you know, up top. It's crazy, man. I get into that crazy. So
that's that was a deep question.
Word.
We got a deep answer.
Yeah. You said.
let's talk about Baby Shell here.
Yeah.
So, co-founder of Rez Rap Records.
Yes.
Triple R. Do you call it Triple R?
Yeah, Triple R. It was said once. I like rapped it and it stuck. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of people liked it. Like Triple R gang type stuff. You know what I'm saying? It was cool.
So, Baby Shell.
Yeah.
Who, what's the full roster of Rez Rap
Records? The full
Records?
Roster is a producer. His name's Garlic Brown. He's also from Red Lake. He makes all our beats, masters, mixes, all that stuff.
Okay.
Engineers, you know. Does
he does the videos too, right?
Yeah, he does special effects for videos. And okay. his brother, which is our DJ Divewire, he does like all like the graphics, like editing videos mm-hmm. and all that, and DJs. And then... we got other rappers. War Dog. His name's Mike. He's a co-founder also. You know, he was there when we started everything up. Thomas X, Jardin, my brother. You know, my cousin. We got NPC 3 there from Bemidji, like a town right out of Red Lake and stuff. So, You know, it was like a close-knit type relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody was doing shows together, and we just formed a group, you know, because we're really the only ones up north doing it, so, yeah.
Right. So a lot of family involved, too, there,
you said. Yeah, definitely. NPC 3, they got brothers in the crew. You know, Demo and Big Moberg are brothers, and then that Maniac Zach, a lifelong friend type stuff. So, you know, nice. It's like that's a close, like, brotherhood, you know, mm-hmm. something cool like that.
Do they fight? People fight?
Yeah, like brothers, man, you know, group, you know, everybody doing stuff, you know, mm-hmm. bump heads sometimes, but, you know, it's nothing too crazy. Right. You know.
So you recently were the winner of the Are You Local contest yeah. back in March here.
Yeah, that was real cool, man.
First Ave?
Yep, First Ave was real dope, man.
And because of that, you went down to South by Southwest.
Yep. Right? I was already going to South by, too. I had, like, mm-hmm. I had three shows lined up down there, and then that was just kind of icing on the cake, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was a fourth show. You know, First Ave was the actual South by Southwest show because my other three were unofficial showcases, mm-hmm. so. Yeah.
And Brother Ali, too, huh? You got to rock with him there?
Yeah, man, that was the coolest thing ever, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to be backstage while he's rocking the main room, you know. That's mm-hmm. that's some crazy stuff.
That's cool. I'm a big Brother Ali fan.
Yeah.
So how did South by South, what is it called? South by?
South by Southwest, South by. Yeah.
How was South by?
It was cool. It was raining. You know, I met a lot of people, you know, from our scene that were down there. I was mm-hmm. kicking it with Mike McLaughlin down there. Mike the Martyr came, and he rapped on my set, a couple of my sets and stuff. And Bobby Raps came through, rapped on my set, and, you know, just you know, it was cool, man. It was, like, really inspirational being down there with all the artists out there grinding and
nice.
Being from all over, coming to where you're going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was cool, man. It was really uplifting. And
I was talking to Martyr about that. He was saying that Minneapolis or Minnesota altogether was represented.
Man, it was crazy. There's so much. Like, I was just walking down 6th Street, and I was like, and I heard, like, dum, dum, dum. I'm like, yo, is that Carnage, yo? Like, what the hell? It's like, I kind of stopped and, like, looked left, and I was like, that is Carnage, yo. Yeah. Let's go in here. And we went in there and watched the Carnage show. It was cool as hell.
That's cool.
He shouted me out when I walked in. I was like, man, this is cool as hell.
Yeah.
He was up there destroying it.
So did you get a good spot then, too, with your set?
Yeah, it was like, I think I was like the third one on, you know, it was an early show, you know, so it was cool. It was like they had like two stages, an outside stage and inside. Mike McLaughlin and Alan Kingdom were headlining the inside, and Prof in like some rock bands were headlining outside.
Okay.
I can't remember that one crew I watched. Hippocampus, I think it is.
I think they're from Woodbury, aren't they, Rob?
Man, they're real dope, man. Really talented, man.
You think I know everyone from Woodbury?
I assume.
Hippocampus, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, Hippo. Oh, yeah.
Live next door.
Hippo, yeah, you know what? Actually, now that you mention it, I have heard that.
Yeah, man.
Some people that have been over have said, you know.
They rocked it.
There's some people from here,
Rocked it.
That's cool.
Really professional.
So let's talk about how you got into hip-hop. Do you remember, like, the very first rap song you ever heard?
It wasn't really
exposed.
A rap song. It was like from my memory, you know, me being an avid tree smoker and shit, but like I really like got into it with like R&B and stuff before I like started listening to rap. Like I was into like the Soul for Reals. Like I was always with my moms and shit. She was listening to like Tony Braxton and like Whitney Houston and all of them and stuff, so that's kind of where I got like introduced to it. And then when I, you know, because my mom's and my pop split when I was young and stuff, because my pops would be going to jail and shit, and you know, and like whenever he come, you know, that's when I'd get my rap, you know, that's when I get my rap fix, like my Biggies and my Pocs and shit, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, yeah, it was cool. Like my pops would used to like go out on his little runs doing what he does, and you know, he'd bring me along rap, just to rap Biggie and stuff, you know. My pops or friends would come up, you know, just for me to rap, you know, alongside, you know, one of the CDs they had bumping. So
nice.
Yeah,
that's some good something to be raised on, right?
Yeah,
there,
man,
you know, your
cool.
Introduction
Ready to Die was just like in my memory,
right?
Like still is. It's crazy.
So those are those two, your Pac and Biggie, your probably your first influences? Or
yeah besides like the R&B game, mm-hmm. you know, soul music and stuff like that.
So at what point were you like, I'm gonna rap and, you know, do this?
I say like when I was like 17, 18, I really started taking it serious. Like, because when I was younger, like I said, growing up on R&B and stuff, like I used to like sing on a karaoke machine to my mom's and stuff. So, you know, like I was singing before I started rapping.
You know, singing some Whitney Houston?
Nothing like that, you know, like some like Black Street, you know what I'm saying? And like, you know, I don't know. Like, I can't remember. They had me singing a bunch of stuff, you know? And, yeah, anyways, like, I don't know. Like, around 18, 19 is when I really start taking it serious. Like, I just start, you know, writing. Like, at first it was like me and my cousin Jordan would just, like, record dumb, stupid freestyles, you know, just download beats and just freestyle off the laptop microphone type shit. And, you know, clicked up with a few people. Like, I made, like, an actual song and put it out. It was on, like, Bebo. You remember Bebo at all?
No, what is that?
It was, like a little social media spot. Like, everybody from my res was always on that shit.
Okay. And,
like, there's, like, a little, like, option where you can, you know, upload a like, a song. So I made a song, uploaded it. It got a lot of, like, love and shit. So it connected me with the people that were doing music in Red Lake. Like the one person that was doing, the other person that was doing music in Red Lake was my homie Mike Wardog, and you know, I clicked up with him and really started taking it serious and stuff. So.
Is there much of a scene there now?
Yeah, man. There's some rappers coming up, like, from around the area, like Bemidji and Leech Lake, Cass Lake and stuff. Like, cause we got, like, a lot of reservations around us. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people coming up and stuff. Like, you know, trying to do it. You know, like, just from starting how we started and everything. So it's not like really like. Like a scene like down here, like this is the scene in Minnesota, you know, down here. So that's why I'm down here all the time. So,
right.
Yeah.
It's a good place to be. Good place to be.
Word.
So the album I'm most familiar with is the album you and Knox did.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
And that's good. Where'd you guys record that?
We recorded it in BSU Bemidji State. It's like some because he at the time him and his girl were staying at the dorms over there because she was going to school and stuff, and we were just recorded in some, like, room that some janitor opened up for us and stuff. Like, it was, like, we did it, like, we like, sent beats and back and forth, you know, wrote. And then we both met up and just recorded the whole thing in one night and stuff. So, it was pretty cool. Like, from, like, 2 a.m. or from, like, 8 to, like, 6 a.m. we were just recorded nonstop, just all the stuff.
And you did all that in one night?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's top notch, man. The quality that's...
Yeah,
really
shout
good.
Out to Garlic Brown for that. He makes and mastered it. Like, we recorded in some, like, weird program, and then, like, that he wasn't familiar with, and I can't remember what it was, but he did his magic and made it sound real cool, man. It was cool, so.
Sounds real good. So what's the next project for you?
I got something coming out now. I don't got a title for it. I got, like, you know, beats lined up, songs being wrote and stuff. You know, it's just right in the beginning phase of everything. You know what I'm saying? So I just got stuff cooking, you know. And then after that, I got some stuff cooking with Bobby Raps and stuff, too. So I got some stuff coming, man. It's going to be cool, man. I can't wait to release it, man. I wrote a couple songs that are real dope, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you're here in town right now.
Yep.
You got a gig tonight at Honey.
Yes.
Tomorrow night you got another show too?
Right at Honey too. Yeah.
Back to back Honey nights. Yep. Listen to this guy.
So this will be up what, tomorrow?
It will be. Yeah. So really, if you're listening to this tomorrow.
Last night.
You missed the show last night. Don't time miss traveling. This show.
We're time traveling on the podcast.
So who's playing tomorrow night?
It's for Knox's release show for his CD he just released. He just released On Chief. It's I think it's like 10 tracks or something like that.
Okay. Are you on there?
No, I'm not on that one. He's got who does he all have on there? Like, he's got Left Field on there, right? And this is he's a rapper from Cass Lake and stuff. He's on the come up and everything. I think he's got I'm not really too sure who else he has on there, but you know.
Well, any place where can we direct people to go to check you out?
Facebook, right, is where I'm like at, like, heavy. I mess with Twitter a little bit, but, you know, facebook.com/babyshell420 or facebook.com/babyshellmusic for my music page.
All right.
And then Twitter @babyshell100. That's BABYSHEL100.
And then it looks like Res Rap Records is all, you know, you got the Twitter, the Facebook, the YouTube. Yep. You guys got some videos out there.
Yeah, so I don't have a music video. I'm in, like, featured in some, but I don't have a music video. But the music videos we put out are doing pretty good. Like, MPC3 is, like, up in the 30Ks and stuff like that. They put in work, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that. I was just checking out some of the, like, there's a Res Rap Cypher or something like that.
Yeah, that was real cool, too.
Yeah. Is there a video for that song that you guys did with Martyr and Half Dozen?
Yeah.
I want to say I saw that at one point.
I got that out. It's on I think it's on the Res Rat page, or I'm not sure if it, oh no, it's on Morningside Films page, because Jake Handegar shot it.
Okay.
Stuff, so
okay,
it's on his page, and yeah, it was a cool video. It was a cool time.
And that album, you can get the Knox and Baby Shell album, is on your Bandcamp,
yeah,
too, for
band
free.
Camp. Yeah, for free.
For free.
Exactly. All my music's for free. Just Google me. You find
there you
all
go.
My music for
Google
free.
Google Baby Shell.
Yep.
Any last words you want to say there before I start plugging my own shit?
I got a newer CD besides the one with Knox. It's called Solo. It's on my SoundCloud. I got it available for a hard copy purchase and stuff, but
okay,
you can stream it on SoundCloud, so go check that out. That's like my latest work. My SoundCloud's soundcloud.com/babyshow100.
So if you're listening to this right now on Thursday, which is the 7th of May, tonight you should go to Honey.
Yeah.
And will you have those CDs there?
Yep, I got them.
You can get one right there.
$5.
Right there. And the new Knox album. Right.
Yeah, the new Knox album. Lyric Marid's gonna be there too. He's got his new album coming. It's already out, but you know he's gonna be selling it there. Jason's Lyrics. So
just pick up some new music altogether. Yep.
Support your local Minnesota hip hop.
There you go.
Definitely, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Wiz too for throwing the event. It's the Gravity event.
Oh
so,
yeah, that's
so,
right.
Yeah.
I did see that. Yeah, Gravity.
Shout out to the whole Longdo camp. Those are my brothers, man.
So head over to thankyourob.com. You can click the podcast link, listen to past episodes. You just mentioned Big Wiz. He's been on the show.
Yep.
We talked, actually, I think I had an episode with Big Jess and Big Wiz.
Oh, yeah, I heard that one.
And then there's a link to iDefine Design. I do some graphic design work. I've done some videos back in the day. I haven't really done much lately. There's a link to JohnnyQuestionMark.com, who would normally be who this guy is, but he's not. This is Big Joe Grizzly.
But he's dead. So
Big Joe Grizzly's
my
dead?
Not.
No, Johnny.
Johnny question mark is dead in Minot.
In Minot.
North Dakota?
You better.
Nodak?
Better dead than in Minot. That's what I always say.
Nodak.
Actually, if you go to johnnyquestionmark.com, you can download his album, Falling in Like,
nice,
for free. And that's a good one, too, I got to say. There's a link to Fuzz Talk Radio, our good friends down in Mankato. By the way, Fuzzy says hi to you. He told me to say hi to you.
Yeah, that's my bro, man. Yeah. Yeah, he's cool as fuck.
Yeah,
man. I like Fuzzy.
Nuts knows everyone.
He does know everyone.
Every time I go down there, he's right there telling what's up, man. He's cool people.
You know, I got to tell you, we've known, we could refer to him as Nuts. We've known him for probably 10 years, would you say?
Nice.
Something like 10 years? Longer than 10 years?
I think.
And he went from like not knowing anybody. Well, you know what? But we met all of them because of him, because of Nuts. So I can't say that. But he's a social guy right now.
Yeah, man, he's cool as hell, man. Every time I go to Mankato.
Absolutely. Good shit. And much love to Fuzz Talk. They replay episodes of the podcast, and gotta love those guys.
They won't play this one, though, because I'm on it. Nuts hates me.
He hates you. There's a link on thankyourob.com to that Amazon Associates page I was telling you about. Or you can go to thankyourob.com/Amazon.
Yeah, I got some shoes I'm trying to buy. I'm going to definitely
go
through that, man.
Yeah, like I said, everything still costs the same.
Yeah.
It's just a little slice of that comes back to us here. And I'm talking it's like 0.5%. You know, you got to buy like 50 pair of shoes for me to see something.
Yeah. I might have 50 people that might want some shoes.
Hey, 50 people are going to need shoes at some point.
I'll put it up on mine. I'll put it up on my Facebook. People will be messing with it.
Nice. Well, Shell, thanks for doing the show, man. I appreciate you making the trip down here to do this.
Yeah, man, it was real cool. Shout out to the guy that couldn't make it today that allowed me to make it here. No, I was just
That's right. Yeah, that did happen. We had a guest.
Who was it?
I don't want to name. He'll be on the show. He's been on the show before. He'll be on again.
Nice. Well, yeah, shout out to him for letting me get his slack.
That worked out pretty well.
Worked out perfect, bro, for real.
Shell, any last words there?
Oh, man, yeah, be on the lookout for my new stuff, man. It's coming out, and it's super, super dope, man, and I'm not just saying that it's super dope, because it is super dope.
I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm going to say I'm going to agree with you. Shell's got some good things cooking here. He's it's talent. It's talent right here. Joe Grizzly, any last words?
R.I.P. Johnny question mark. You'll be missed. Good night, sweet prince.
And fuck Ewoks.
Yeah, and fuck Ewoks.
Fuck Ewoks. Much love to Wookiees. I'm gonna end it with handshakes and high fives.
Yeah. Toast. to the ghosts of Ebenezer never seen. Lope with hypnosis, hope shit that they feed us, let us bring. Mo, puff high, swing low, keep our motors peace devoted, touch skies, lead grow, freedom open, we decoded, Negro voted chief. I'm supposed to hold angles, ask Mr. Bojangles. Niggas savage, taking shots from both angles, it's ghost life. Until that tag on that toe dangles, cold strangles, foes that's highballing, just a low gang. I'm the sickest out here, put the dick in y'all ears. Start to see a lack of fucking real niggas out here. High off the emblem on the Timberland, down Hennepin, nigga that's Knox. Trembling, stepping in heaviness, that be rippling up that black top. Tell them shell the will of hell, will come, hella will come. Well of hell, fella will, dead and kill. Two out of three fifths, the sixth sense, the seventh seal. Imagine the red DeVille, Sway Lev ain't got a better feel. Knox not novice, nah, top spot is not in all. Fuck it if I draw the hottest chicks and the wildest dogs. Reason your last line, got that dot dot, out of law, that top lock, your bottom jaw, and drop lots on how to rob hipster rappers and triple trappers. Ship the shady and tip potatoes, whose niches inconsistent. Flip the script as if that shit matters. Give the savage, mixed with the image, blast of the Malcolm in the window. Out comes suspense, folk, out comes the pencil. Can't outrun them in line, so out come your insides. An outlaw that's inclined, you out off them midline. Muffin out while being fly, I pop it off and I'll be inside with a Croc Dundee. Never on one knee, you can count on me to the block one three, fuck around, and I'll come around with Scott Hill and them. With a look in their eye, ain't shook to die. You gon' try, motherfucker, I'll kill for him. I mill with them, I build with them, I skill with them, and I heal with them. Soon the money in holes and all the sunny roads are gone, these motherfuckers still with him.
Impeccable, intellectual, breast electric music. Flicks, snakes, and fakes, I will be executing. It's Baby Shell on the microphone, spitting stupid. The dirt wicked with it, spit the wicked rhyme proven. Up north Minnesota, hold it down properly. Ain't nobody stopping me. Triple R gang insane, you cannot stop my team. I sip lean for supreme on my Charlie Sheen shit when I get between. Money and liquor and various drugs. This the res life, hold up, ain't no comparing to us. Poverty up in the woods with the scariest dogs who tow automatic choppers and don't give a fuck. So what? Impeccable, intellectual, rap professional. So learn a lesson, ho. You don't want beef, cause I turn you into vegetables. With a rhyme, no cosine, I could get extra cold. Extraterrestrial, raps out the universe. I'ma swallow your soul, but not before I chew it first. Wake up, bake up, music on my mind, ho. Shake up, crates up, proving how that grind go. Cause I'm hardly not even trying, no. Rhymes climb over bullshit, it's like it's flying so high up, a rhymer that does not hesitate. If you bring a beat, I kill that shit in an attendant way. Earthquake rappers in the worst way, with the wordplay I smash after over obstacles observed great. Mist pouring out my mouth in the form of words, releasing stress with the loud, I enjoy the herb. I'm sure y'all heard how my rhyme skills destroy the verbs. Pounding nouns profound with sound, I'm absurd. An ordinary apparently more than scary, preparing me for more clarity on snakes and poor comparisons from different rappers that I'm better than. I be ending them, I beat them all with just me, and that was like 10 of them. Powerful, writing rhymes every fucking time that an hour go by on the clock. I jot lines just to reminisce and piss off whack rap dudes who would be permanently fucked like a whack tattoo. Lashing back at you, no manners when I splatter lyrics fast at dudes. When I say I pack tools, it's remarkable raps. I bark, you collapse backwards, breaking your back fast when a backlash after spaz out. Could the rappers act out? Side of the box, when I rhyme, it's silence. Then the heads go bob, then they're wildin'. When I'm rocking on the stage, I knock motherfuckers on their back piece. I'm behind the wheel, you in the back seat, but you're about to be in the trunk though, for dissing me up on my rap sheet. That's the shit I don't like when you run your mouth like an athlete. If you ask me, it's the fingers doing the talking, Twitter get your ass beat. If you hear me, keep up with the fast speeds. That I kick with when I get a fast beat. With the wicked shit, spit it up nasty. When I get a bit, I get them off and heat. Withstand heat, cause he spit flame. Slap a rapper like I'm Rick James. Baby Chef, get them off sick lay. Bars hard, I display on the microphone. You a motherfucking hater if you don't like this song.